Good environmental policy 100% of the times is identical to good economic policy if we want to measure the economy and how it preserves the value of the assets of our community.
That's environmental attorney Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy gave the keynote address to kick off KGO and Sun Microsystems EcoLive 2007 event at the Concourse Exhibition Center in San Francisco. The EcoLive event brought together purveyors of eco-friendly products, Sun Microsystems, a technology company which recently created a position for a vice president of eco-responsibility, news powerhouse KGO Radio, and in Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an impassioned advocate for the environment. In his talk, Kennedy stressed the importance of investing in the environment, something at which Sun Microsystems excels. Sun Vice President and Distinguished Engineer Subodh Bapat.
One of the best things that we think we can do is work with KGO in an open public event like this to show what it takes to get to sort of a more energy efficient, eco-responsible economy.
News talk powerhouse KGO Radio teamed up with Sun to produce Eco Live because, according to Sue Muzzin, KGO's director of marketing,
there is somebody who are actually walking their talk. It was about 6 months ago, and we realized that this movement was a very important movement. It was becoming very newsworthy, getting to the point of critical mass, and we thought what we could do better than any other company is to really disseminate information to our listeners. We wanted to be able to get people to share the information and to start making an action plan with that information.
EcoLive tried to reinforce the idea that everyone, from individuals to corporations to the government, can play a role in reducing the threat of global climate change. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
One of the things that I do is constantly to go around and confront the argument that an investment in our environment is a diminishment of our nation's wealth. It doesn't diminish our wealth. It's an investment in infrastructure. The same as investing in telecommunications and road construction. It's an investment we have to make if we're going to ensure the economic vitality of our generation and the next generation.
And the next generation was ably represented at EcoLive by Taylor Francis, a 15-year-old student from Menlo Park. Francis was trained by Al Gore and the Climate Project to present the slideshow featured in Gore's documentary film, An Inconvenient Truth, to community groups.
One of the things that really drew me to this issue is that my generation is going to be the one that pays the consequences of climate change. Our future is going to be determined by what we do today. I mean, young people get that our future is at stake and that they can do something to seize that future.
I asked Francis what he thinks is the most important action people can take to try to slow climate change.
The biggest thing that you can do personally is try to switch your light bulbs from incandescent bulbs to fluorescent bulbs. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually has a big impact when all of our actions collectively are added up. Every household in America installed one fluorescent. That would be the equivalent of taking 1 million cars off the road for a year. But light bulbs alone aren't going to solve the problem. So I think it's really important that people use their voices as citizens to call for change. The leaders are only going to act when the citizens begin to lead. When all of our voices are added together, the government and companies will begin to start to lead on this issue.
How are companies taking the lead on cleaning up our environmental act? Citigroup Incorporated, the largest U.S. bank, said recently it plans to commit $50 billion to environmental projects over the next decade, more than any other major Wall Street corporation to date. And on a more local level, Northern California power company PG&E is passing out kudos to corporations, schools, and other organizations for good environmental behavior. Ann Bamsberger accepted a PG&E Flex Your Power Award at EcoLive on behalf of Sun for the company's Open Work Services organization. Bamsberger said through Open Work, more than half, or over 17,000 Sun employees have given up their office space to telecommute.
Realistically, the way that we work at Sun could be a role model for many other corporations that are starting to understand the benefits of being eco-friendly and giving their employees choices around where and when to work. So this is a huge recognition of a program that's really leveled the playing field, that has allowed for people to be economically intelligent and also environmentally intelligent around knowing that they have to work, but not necessarily having to commute for 2 hours to go to work. work can come to you.
Sun's environmental program is turning out to be an economic win for the company as well. That carbon footprint, the company said, has been reduced by 30,000 tons annually, about the same as taking almost 5,000 passenger cars off the road for a year.
The company has benefited from millions of dollars of space reduction, and we've saved, about $70 million a year just from the infrastructure costs, and that does not include the carbon footprint.
Sun's Subodh Bapat said much of the company's energy, so to speak, goes into developing energy-efficient products like computer servers and systems like data centers, which draw most of the power tech companies use today. But he also mentioned a simple change Sun is making this year that could have a big impact on the environment, reducing paper handouts at the annual Java One conference, the largest meetup for software developers on the planet.
There's a lot of online and other ways of communicating and conveying the same information without necessarily cutting trees. So one of the estimates that we have is that we've saved the equivalent of 110 trees and 75,000 gallons of water by greening the conference.
At EcoLive in San Francisco, I'm Catherine Giraudot, podtech.net. This podcast is commissioned by Sun Microsystems. Thanks for listening.